Live. We're launching into hour number two of the program. It is the live Saturday edition, and you can bring up anything toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site we give away, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com as we continue here with your phone calls about what you want. And we go to Mark, listening to KCCR in Washington. Hello, Mark. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hi. How are you guys doing?
Just super, Mark.
Well,
what's
thanks.
On your mind tonight?
I found this story yesterday. I don't know if you guys saw this, but I'm looking at a blog on USA Today, a blog entry, and apparently the United States Supreme Court has ruled that prosecutors can, in some instances, use evidence obtained from illegal police searches in their prosecutions in court cases.
Comforting, isn't it?
They can use evidence obtained from illegal searches in their prosecution.
Illegal searches. Yes. Let me read the exact quote. Unlawful searches that arise from negligence rather than systematic error or reckless disregard of constitutional requirements, evidence collected in that case need not be kept from trial. And that was what Chief Justice John Roberts wrote for the
When did this come down?
This was apparently yesterday, and the only way that I found this was through Campaign for Liberty's little newswire, and it's on a blog entry on, you know, one online news source.
So basically what the Supreme Court said was that as long as the cops claim they were just negligent in gathering this illegal evidence, then it's admissible.
That's correct.
So all the cops have to do is say, oh, doggone it, we just raided the wrong house. Well, we accidentally found this marijuana farm here. And, sorry about that. I guess, we're just going to have to bring up on charges now. Well,
yeah, and it was in the case of an Alabama man who was convicted on drug and weapon charges. Go figure that.
Oh, man. That is awful news. I'm sorry to hear about it. So basically, as long as the cops can now do whatever they want as far as harassing people and confiscating their stuff. And just call it negligence, and everything's okay.
According to your federal government, I guess so.
Amazing, Mark. Any other thoughts for us tonight?
No, that is enough for me. for a long time.
Thank you for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. We continue. Jason in Indianapolis, listening to WXNT. You're on Free Talk Live, Jason.
Hey, guys. I can't catch your show often, but when I do, I greatly enjoy it. I have a question. over the past couple months, there are three videos that I've seen on the internet which have shooken me up quite a bit. I wanted to know if you guys have seen them or discussed them. They pertain, they're entitled The Money Masters, Zeitgeist, and America, Freedom to Fascism, which really talks about the Federal Reserve, how it controls the money supply.
I've seen two of three. Mark?
Money Masters? I thought that was... I guess
money is debt. I've seen Money as Debt, but I haven't seen The Money Masters. I've heard good things about Money Masters. Zeitgeist I liked, but Zeitgeist also had kind of a 9/11 paranoia segment, and I don't think that's really very productive.
I really liked
Freedom to Fascism.
Yeah, the only part about Zeitgeist that I liked was the Federal Reserve part. But anyway, going back to the Federal Reserve, what I always wonder, like I said, I'm not able to catch your guys' show often, but I don't understand why more people are not talking about that, because to me, the Federal Reserve, if it's truly playing this role that these videos are saying, and as well as all central bankers, it seems like that is the real man behind the curtain, funding both sides of wars and purposely starting wars, and the IMF purposely putting nations into debt. Is it me, or is people just not talking about these sort of things?
That's what Andrew Jackson, the 7th President of the United States, believed. That's what Thomas Jefferson, to some extent, if you read his quotes, that's what he believed. The fact is,
Did they believe? The Federal Reserve didn't exist back then.
The central banks, control governments. I believe there's a Rockefeller quote out there that, you know, it doesn't really matter what the laws are as long as I control the money.
Yep, that's absolutely right.
I guess what I'm just amazed at is I talk to people, when I begin to talk about the nature, why the Federal Reserve has, for example, I was in an MBA, Master of Business Administration class, and an econ class, and I mentioned to the instructor, I said, if I buy a government bond, the government has to pay me interest. So if the Federal Reserve is buying bonds and who is that interest going to? Why should the government have to pay interest to the Federal Reserve? Where is that going? And
it doesn't go anywhere. People, they just keep printing money, and you can't pay it back. It's impossible.
And I guess I'm just amazed more people aren't talking about it. I think you bring up, and I don't mean you guys. I mean out in the.
You're talking about like at a bar or at a dinner table or something like that, or a family get together.
Well, I guess just I seem to think, you know, there was a Roman general or governor who basically said, if you give the people bread and circuses, they won't, you know, their eyes will glaze over. And and maybe that's where we are now.
That's exactly what's going on. That's exactly what it is.
We've got so many chicken wings and football games that we're just, all of these scams are being pulled.
Yep, there are so many, I think you're dead on. There are so many distractions for people. You've got, like you say, the football games and, you know, the Dancing with the Stars and favorite TV shows and, of course, the Hollywood celebrities. And, you know, there's plenty of things out there, lots of things to do on the internet, and there's a lot of things to do and a lot of things to spend your time on that are certainly a lot more interesting and fun than thinking about money and thinking about financial matters and thinking about the, you know, the system that we're all in and questioning the parameters of our lives. Questioning authority and things like that. But for those who feel like they need to do something, there's also, you know, that bread and circus thing, which is politics. The entire political system is also a distraction. People believe that there's some sort of significance in choosing the red team or the blue team, but in essence, they're really just involved in another sports competition, and it really has no effect whatsoever on the reality of what we face day to day. But yet everybody gets suckered in, not everybody, but most people get suckered in to this whole idea that if, well, you just elect the red team this time or the blue team this time, then things are going to change this time around. And it never ends up happening unless you count the change towards a bigger, more intrusive, more oppressive state than ever. So if you want those conversations to happen, my friend, it's going to be up to you to start them.
Well, hey, thanks for you guys being out there. Your show's great.
Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. And you know what? If you if you're getting this show only on Saturday nights in the city where you live on the radio, pick up the phone during the week, call your local radio station, talk to the program director, or ask for the program director, and just tell them thanks for airing Free Talk Live, and ask them to air Free Talk Live during the week. It might be a good time to do that, especially since old Bill O'Reilly's about to check out of the business. He's leaving radio, like within the next I thought it was late February, but within the next few weeks, Bill O'Reilly will be leaving, and that means a lot of your local stations will be doing, if they carry Bill's show, will be shuffling things around, and that could open up a spot for Free Talk Live weeknights. So good time to call the program directors.
The bread and circuses is a phrase that originates from satire 10 of the Roman poet Juvenal, and basically says that that Romans and people in general are willing to give up their freedoms, their hard-fought-for freedoms of their republic, as long as they can have food and spectacle.
Well, they didn't have to fight for them anyway, right?
Yeah, that's true. People long ago fought for the freedom of this country.
We continue here with your calls. Wes, also listening to WXNT. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Wes.
Hey, what's up?
What's on your mind tonight?
I've got a question for you, Ian.
Yes, sir.
Why isn't Mark an anarchist yet?
You're asking me?
Yeah.
Well, I think Mark understands the undesirability of having a monopoly system, a monopoly on violence, that is the government. I think he understands it, but at the same time grasps onto it like a security blanket in some way, simply because he's been so inculcated with the pro-state mindset in his days as a Republican that it's just hard to get away from that brainwashing. I mean, the fact is, if we've been brainwashed effectively, it takes some time to get away from that stuff. It took me years to get to where I am, and it's not a simple process. You're constantly battling with yourself, you're thinking up old thoughts that you don't really want to think anymore. For instance, as a related example, I was inculcated with religion growing up, and it still comes back to me today, even though I'm not interested in those organized religions and I'm not interested in those belief systems anymore. It's just there in the back of my mind, and it toys with me and it bugs me. Mark, I'll let you answer the question for yourself here in a moment. Thanks for the call, dude. 800-259-9231.
You didn't ask me.
Okay, then don't answer it. More coming up. Your calls about what you want. This is Free Talk Live.
It's time for the Finally Thin Radio Minute with tips, information, and motivation to achieve your own success on any weight loss plan. Here's your host, noted author and diet expert Kim Benson.
If your day's food is planned out and you know what's coming next, your rate of success will increase dramatically. But if you really hate to plan, why not start with something manageable? For week one, make it your goal to plan out 3 different days' worth of meal plans. Then, using leftovers and reinventing a few things, you can switch it up a little here and a little there and stretch those 9 meals into 7 days. For the next week, add 2 or 3 more daily meal plans. And by the end of the 10 weeks, you'll have enough unique, individual meal plans to provide you with a different menu each day for a month. And remember all those meals you've chosen, you've prepared, and you enjoy. Keep it fun. Keep it exciting. Find what works for you, and you will succeed in your dieting. Plan what you will do, then do what you have planned. For the Finally Thin Radio Minute, I'm Kim Benson.
For a transcript of this show and others, please visit KimBenson.com. Kim Benson tried every diet going, but yo-yoed her way to 350 pounds. Then she did it. 212 pounds later, she is finally thin. How she did it and how you can too is all in her new book, Finally Thin. Finally Thin breaks down success into a 10-step system showing readers exactly how she accomplished her weight loss goal. A must-have for anyone trying to lose weight. Finally Thin by Kim Benson is available wherever books are sold.
Wondering about your retirement portfolio? Is your financial advisor experienced enough to combat rising interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. With 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations, who needs sugar-coated excuses? Get the cold hard facts and a proven investment strategy. For a free introductory copy to the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178. 877-479-8178.
Gentlemen, I know you need no reminder that Valentine's Day is right around the corner. Obviously, you have the perfect gift in mind. Well, just in case you might know someone that may need some gift ideas, tell them about EnduringRose.com. We all know that flowers are a woman's favorite gift, but they only last a short time. EnduringRose.com has taken this gift and made it into one that will endure and last forever. Dipped in 24-karat gold, these real roses, single rose, or bouquets preserve your message of love for a lifetime. You can also shop for other ridiculously romantic gifts like jewelry and adorable stuffed animals. You can't go wrong at EnduringRose.com. Oh, and tell them there's a military discount and they can get free shipping on qualified orders. That website again is EnduringRose.com. EnduringRose.com or call 702-453-7455. That's 702-453-7455.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition of the program. You can bring up anything. Just dial toll-free to 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site we give away. Those other talk show hosts, they want to charge you for accessing their website. We give away more than they charge you for at freetalklive.com. See it for yourself and see the Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens of ladies who've sent us their validated photo to prove they listened to the show. Go to shrine.freetalklive.com and see that for yourself as well. That's shrine.freetalklive.com. FreeTalkLive.com. Have you been looking to spice things up in the bedroom or been fantasizing about surprising your lover with an adventurous new toy or adult movie? Well, here's an offer you won't be able to resist. Go to AdamEve.com and get 50% off of one item when you type FTL for the offer code coupon checkout. Plus, with your order of $17 or more, they'll throw in a free gift. Get 50% off with offer code FTL, like Free Talk Live, at AdamEve.com.
It's only for married people.
I don't know about that. 1-800-259-9231. We continue with your phone calls, and we go to John listening to WFLA in Tampa. Hello, John.
Hi, how you guys doing?
Just super. You're on the air. What's on your mind?
So you're wondering about the shape of things to come. A little bit of background. I was born in 1968. In 1988, I was living in Nashua, New Hampshire, going to Daniel Webster College, working at the Pheasant Lane Mall and in the New Hampshire National Guard A Battery, first of the 172nd Field Artillery, hoorah. Okay, and listening to a bunch of punk rock and smoking way too much weed. But at any rate, people are looking at this Obama thing, and you know why the draft is going to come back. They're hugely in favor of the draft because, A, you got to have a military. B, you're just not going to get them. You don't have to pay any bonuses. Right now, the money that's going to the military in terms of bonuses is absolutely phenomenal.
They could cut some costs if they implement
the draft. Yeah. I mean, they know they have to have it. And, you know, the other thing people fail to realize is, you know, President Bush, I mean, with all the, you know, bonehead moves that he pulled, he didn't do things like come up with the rendition program. And I've got to say this for my mother. Mom, I know you're not listening, but the rendition program was started in 1995. It was designed by Michael Scheuer, the head of the CIA's Bin Laden unit. At the behest of the Clinton administration. So it was going on for 5 years when Bushy got elected. So.
Right. That's interesting. I'd never heard that before, but it's so believable. I mean, everybody acts as though all of the police state changes happened during the Bush administration.
Okay, yeah. Well, I had it all written down because I was just, you know, this is my first opportunity to sort of let loose a little bit. And I'm like, well, we got Ruby Ridge, we got Waco, we got Janet Reno, we've got that anti-terror bill that happened after Oklahoma City, and we've got Ian Gonzalez, you know, that live in Florida, being sent back to the workers' paradise. And, you know, the killer for me is, you know, I'm driving around Tampa, I've got this Prius in front of me. It had to be a Prius, didn't it? With a Che Guevara sticker next to an Obama sticker with that classic Russian, Eastern European, what is that, sort of a high-contrast acrylic. You know the style I'm talking about.
Yeah, that font or whatever.
Yeah, the
Obama sticker.
It's just so stylish, you know?
Yeah, everybody thinks Che is so cool, right? Che is so hot, so hip, and do they really know anything about him?
No, the first thing I asked when
is
I
was... called the Butcher of Santa Cruz?
Yeah. Well, it's a funny thing that you mentioned Butcher, because the first thing I asked, I worked at a fireworks store down here for a while, and the seasonal help we get was mostly college students, and, you know, the inevitable Che T-shirt would show up at an interview.
Right.
And first question is, do you eat meat? Well, what do you mean? I mean, do you like steak? Yeah, I like steak. Well, you know, you can't get steak in Cuba. You can get chicken, but beef, you really cannot get beef in Cuba.
You can't even get cable television in Cuba unless you're on the black market.
It's just, you know, what I'm really getting at is that I went to one of these liberal artsy-fartsy alternative high schools in Providence, Rhode Island, back in the 80s, you know, mm-hmm. And it was truly liberal, you know, because they had all aspects of, it was genuinely free, and no subject was taboo, and that's gone now. There's no free discussion, and, you know, God help you if you're on the wrong end of things. And it's just a general ignorance and this laziness, and people won't even, well, it's like the whole rendition program thing, you know, that it's mind-numbing that rather than listen to me, they'll say, well, that cannot be true. and that's the end of it.
Well, that's right. That's cognitive dissonance kicking in. People are hearing what you're saying, and it's challenging their belief system at their core, and they're just shutting you off, and that's just the way things work. And it's just, it's amazing. That's why what we have to do is we have to get out there and say these things over and over again and have to have more people saying them. But it's frustrating, as our caller earlier suggested. It seems like everybody's just distracted by their television and their, you know, their trinkets and the things that they find important to them, and they just, you know, they shut all this other stuff out. It's sad.
I found the response for it, though. You know, the response for it, and, you know, if you can get them to listen is, well, if it didn't happen the way that I'm telling it, why don't you tell me how it did happen?
Oh, and they have no idea.
Yeah, and it's like, well, you know, get back to me. You know, I'm not mad at you.
Oh, but that's okay, John. John, Obama's going to change everything. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it, man. Good hearing from you. 800-259-9231. Of course, we all know that's nonsense. He's just another part of the establishment. The establishment will continue. The government will continue to get more intrusive, more oppressive, more expensive than it ever has been. He'll build upon the powers that
because
George
that's
Bush,
what governments do.
Right. He'll build upon the powers that George Bush aggregated up to himself, just as George Bush built upon the powers that that Bill Clinton aggregated to himself. I mean, they're all in this together. And if you believe anything, outside of that, I'd love to hear from you because it's poppycock. 800-259-9231. We continue with Scott, listening to WKBK. Scott, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, good evening, Mark. Ian,
it's Scott the Bigot.
Yes, Scott the Bigot. Him
Scott,
proud
who
of
hates
it.
Everybody except for the people in his very, very small, his very little, teeny little segment of population that happens to believe the exact same things as him. Go ahead.
There's a lot more of me than I assure you there are. They just don't call in, it call shows or whatever, and they... But I want to let you know something. Martin Luther King Day is coming up Monday. As you know, Obama's going to be inaugurated. Let's begin with Martin Luther King Day. That holiday must be abolished.
Why?
It's been railroaded down white people's throats. It's been forced upon us through affirmative action, reverse discrimination.
Well, I agree with you that that the Martin Luther King Day is somewhat offensive in the sense that there are only two people, as far as holidays go, there are only two people that have their own holiday, and that's Jesus Christ and Martin Luther King. And so, therefore, one would be led to the conclusion that Martin Luther King is on the level of Jesus Christ, and I find that offensive.
Scott, thanks for the call. Appreciate hearing from you. What I think should be done is that all government holidays should be abolished. And if you, as a business owner, want to decide to celebrate certain things and not celebrate other things, then that should be your decision. So
I could say
that, Mark, we are going to take Christmas Day off because I find that important. Of course, I don't find that important, but I could say that as a business
owner. And you've
never
given me Christmas Day. Well, I mean, I've not.
Can I say one thing?
Oh, you're still here? Thanks for the call, Scott.
Hello?
You called all week long. You got your chance. 800-259-9231. We've got other callers with more important things to spout than your nonsense, bigotry, hatred. 800-259-9231. 231. Hopefully you have something more constructive. But yes, generally, the idea would be to get rid of all government holidays, and if I had my druthers, get rid of the government entirely. More coming up. You take control and replace it with, of course, voluntary market-based options. This is Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231.
What will happen when the grocery stores are empty? What are you going to do once your food is gone? What will you do when the dollar is worthless and your family needs to eat? Growing your own food is the only way to have real self-sufficiency and peace of mind. GetSeeds.net is offering an amazing special on 100 different varieties of heirloom vegetable seeds with a complete range of crops. That's 100 packets of non-hybrid seeds for only $49 with free shipping. You will have the comfort of knowing that you are truly prepared. These affordable prices are our way to pay it forward. So in turn, GetSeeds.net asks you to share these seeds of life with the less fortunate. Go to GetSeeds.net and get 100 seed packets for only $49 with free shipping. Or call 877-394-6657. That's 877-394-6657. Or go to GetSeeds.net.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com, or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water, and it's designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons, or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter normally, $49, for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
You don't have to be in the military to enjoy military surplus savings. Right now at MaineMilitary.com, you'll find savings on the top must-have military supplies. M10 gas masks for $12 or 3 for 30. Gas mask hoods, $4 or 3 for 10. Mask filters, $6 or 3 for 15. Save big on British chemical suits, only $12. Israeli gas masks, $20. Trigger finger gloves, $5 a pair or $36 a dozen. Snowshoe binding for $8 or $48 a dozen, and so much more. Even hard-to-find surplus items, all at surplus prices. Preparing the whole family has never been so affordable at MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com, one of the last surviving true surplus stores in the country. Shop now at MaineMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179 today.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. Just dial toll-free. It's the live Saturday edition. The number is 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's 800-259-9231, and you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features we give away, including the updates. Get signed up, and we'll keep you in the loop. Whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live, just go to updates.freetalklive.com. Get on the list for free. That's updates.freetalklive.com. And SACL CAI has a full-orbed approach to account recovery. It's really three companies in one. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL knows the way they treat your customer reflects on you, so their staff is respectful, they record every call, and they have the best equipment money can buy, so your business is handled as efficiently as possible. See their banner at freetalklive.com. That's SACL CAI. As we continue with your phone calls, and we talk to, I believe we have Vince in Indianapolis listening to WXNT. Hello, Vince.
Hi, Mark and Ian.
Hey, Vince.
I haven't talked to you guys in a long time.
But, yes, sir. What's on your mind?
I wanted to talk, you had a caller call about that that police search case in Arizona.
Yeah, the Supreme Court.
Arizona. Because our law school professor gave that to our study group. It was a writ of certiorari that was approved. It's going to be heard by the Supreme Court.
So you're saying the Supreme Court has not made a decision on this yet?
No, I'm not. There was another case a long time ago where they made a decision on that, and I think the case was from Alabama. But I have to get my notes together, and I'll be glad to send them to you, because it was approved to be heard by the Supreme Court.
You're saying this was a long time ago?
No, this was just your last Tuesday.
Oh, okay. So the Supreme Court has not yet heard the case, which our earlier caller suggested resulted in them saying that all the police needed to do was essentially say they were negligent in accidentally collecting evidence of illegal activity without a warrant or legit, or, you know, doing it illegally, basically. As long as they negligently did it, then it would be okay. So you're saying...
That's what the previous courts from Arizona and all the way, I think, through the federal appeals court.
Do you think that the Supremes will back them up? Will they agree with the earlier courts?
Probably.
That'll be pretty scary, huh,
Vince? They got five justices that believe in police power. So.
Yeah, it's awful. Thanks for the call, man. Good hearing from you. 800-259-9231. We go to Alex in New Jersey on the AMP line. Alex, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Alex, in New Jersey, AMP line. Do I even have the phone turned on? I don't. Let's try it now.
I'm just going to say what I'm going to say, because I can't hear you at all.
No, I've got you. You can't hear us?
I was reading a thing by Alex Titler, and he was talking about the Liberty Cycle. And what it'll do is it goes through eight steps. And he wrote that it goes from bondage to spiritual faith to great courage, courage to liberty, liberty to abundance, abundance to complacency, complacency to apathy, apathy to dependence, and from dependence back into bondage. So since I can't hear you right now, I'm just going to listen on the air, and I was wondering if you could give me your thoughts on that. All right.
Thanks, Alex. I don't know what the problem with the phone is there, but Mark, do you think we're dependent in the dependence or the bondage stage?
I think we're in independence, moving quickly towards bondage. The more you think about it, I was watching a video on the internet by Stéphane Molyneux, and talking about the farms that we are on, how it's
freedomainradio.com.
It's labor farms, essentially, or what countries are, and what is the difference between a slave and what we are, and I don't see a lot of difference. You know that tax that they there's a tax. If you decide that you want to become an expatriate and leave the country, take all of your assets with you and move to Costa Rica or whatever, there's a tax that you have to pay on the way out the door.
Exit tax.
Yeah, there's an exit tax for the country. Now, slaves, even in the time of chattel slavery in the United States, which is what people generally think of when we talk about slaves, even in that time, slaves could buy their freedom, or other people could buy their freedom for them. Now, if I have to pay a tax on the way out of the country, am I not essentially paying for my own freedom? If that's the only freedom you have left is the freedom to leave, because all the other freedoms have been compromised in some way, shape, or form, and if your freedom is compromised, you simply don't have freedom, right?
Correct. You either have it or you don't.
You have the freedom to complain in this country, and you have the freedom to leave. Now, you don't have the freedom to complain using vulgarities on the radio, but you still have essentially the freedom to complain. So the only freedom that you have left in the country is the freedom to complain. You don't have the right to bear arms. You don't have the right to free speech. You don't have the right to you don't have the right to your own religion. Look at the Rastafarians.
Look at the Amish.
It's all they're going after the Amish. If your religion says that you don't deal with a higher power than Jesus Christ, well then you don't. What's the government then? It's just men and women operating at the force of the threat of violence against each other.
The majority said they should do what
the majority
doing.
Of the people are not
you
God.
You voted for it. You voted for it.
I didn't vote for anything. The Amish people don't vote.
Well, we voted
for
it.
The Amish people don't vote. How can you tell the Amish people what to do?
It's called mob rule, and most of us voted for it, and now you're going to do what we say.
It's not most of us. Most of Americans don't even bother to get their butts out of their seats and go vote.
Well, most of the people like me who want to control you, we're the ones that voted for it, so now you'll do as we say, sucker.
Absolutely. You will do as they say, or someone with a gun will come along and put you in a jail cell. And if you don't want to go, they're liable to shoot you or tase you or do whatever the hell they want.
Pretty much.
And so really, what is the difference? And if a slave gives all of his labor to the master, then how much, and your labor is represented by the money that you earn, how much of your money that you earn do you have to give to the master in order to be a slave? Is 1% enough to be a slave? Is 99% enough to be a slave? Well, here in the United States, the numbers are somewhere, depending on how much money you make. And remember, I'm not just talking about income tax. I'm talking about income tax, sales tax, property tax, transfer taxes.
How about cost of regulations?
Employment taxes, Social Security taxes, the cost of regulations that the government puts on businesses that can simply not be quantified. 60%.
You're being conservative.
70% of your income?
We continue.
Depends on how much money you make. Are you 60 or 70% a slave?
Think about it. Let's continue with your phone calls and talk to OJ, listening in Nebraska. OJ, you are on Free Talk Live. OJ? Are you there, sir? Going once. OJ going twice. He's a cop. Maybe got a call. All right, we continue with Michael, listening to Radio Free Oklahoma. Michael, you're on Free Talk Live.
What's going on, guys? I was wondering, does anyone care to comment on the state of militias in this country, and in particular in the South, say like states like Texas or Oklahoma?
I don't know. I don't really ever hear much about militias these days. Have you?
No, not at all. That's what...
I imagine...
Disturbing, isn't it?
Are you still there?
It's very disturbing.
Oh, okay. I imagine that if there are militias out there, and I imagine there are, they probably keep their heads down, considering they had some really... there was a militia or two in the mid-1990s or late 90s that got some negative press, and it seems like any time the word militia pops up in anything...
Michigan is the next word that follows it.
Well, in any regards to the popular culture, it seems like they're getting slanted and they're getting slandered, and so I don't blame them for keeping quiet and staying out of view.
Supposedly, that's our right as citizens, isn't it?
It is supposedly your right.
And you know what? In most constitutions, it's an obligation. It's a duty of a citizen to be a member of the militia.
Right.
So.
Okay, guys. Well, that's what I was wondering. Basically, I don't know if we're ever going to get to the point where we accept another revolt in this country, even if it is for righteous reasons like we might have now.
I would like a peaceful revolt. I think that if you just have a militia and you go around toting your guns around, dressing in camo, you're just going to give the government...
You're going to give the guy who's in charge of the militia, if he happens to win, he's going to be the next guy in charge.
Well,
I really think that that might be a stereotype of militias. I think that they're there to protect us, kind of like they say the police force is now.
Wait, before you go on, didn't the leader of the last militia that was successful in overthrowing the government in this country get to be the first guy in charge?
You are correct.
Okay.
So I think that I think there's some value in keeping and bearing arms. I think there is some value, but I also think there's more value in doing peaceful disobedience and keeping our revolt that you suggested peaceful. If you've got more comments, we'll bring you back here in a moment. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live. Your thoughts on militias or anything.
Are you concerned about the privacy of your email messages? Andre Picard, author of the Computer Privacy Handbook, says that normal email has become the most comprehensive surveillance system ever invented. Email may feel like a private one-to-one conversation, but in truth, it's about as confidential as whispering through a megaphone. When messages leave your company's email system, they become vulnerable to unscrupulous third parties who harvest private data for advertising. Also, if you're someone's boss, consider this little fact. In a recent survey, over 35% of IT professionals in charge of business email systems admitted to snooping through the boss's email. Your email no longer has to be exposed to such risks. Now there's PrivacyHarbor.com, an innovative new secure email solution utilizing some of the same reliable technology used in online banking. PrivacyHarbor.com, because normal email is not secure.
Gentlemen, I know you need no reminder that Valentine's Day is right around the corner. Obviously, you have the perfect gift in mind. Well, just in case you might know someone that may need some gift ideas, tell them about EnduringRose.com. We all know that flowers are a woman's favorite gift, but they only last a short time. EnduringRose.com has taken this gift and made it into one that will endure and last forever. Dipped in 24-karat gold, these real roses, single rose, or bouquets preserve your message of love for a lifetime. You can also shop for other ridiculously romantic gifts like jewelry and adorable stuffed animals. You can't go wrong at EnduringRose.com. Oh, and tell them there's a military discount and they can get free shipping on qualified orders. That website again is EnduringRose.com. ENDURING Rose.com or call 702-453-7455. That's 702-453-7455.
Do you have doubts about the stability of the dollar or your own financial future? Is a dismal growth rate or rampant inflation affecting the bottom line of your retirement savings account? Do you worry about uncontrollable economic events which could suddenly wipe out some or all of your hard-earned savings? You can turn adversity into opportunity. Individual retirement accounts and most 401ks, 403bs, SEPs, and other retirement plans can be rolled over into self-directed accounts using gold and silver. There are definitely some do's and don'ts with this rollover process, and that's where Midas Resources comes in. Call us at 1-866-323-5665 and we can help you with this process. History has shown that metals will maintain your buying power even if other financial assets are failing. It's not a question of if you'll need precious metals in your portfolio, it's a question of when. So whether you're planning for an economic rainy day or a Category 5 hurricane, the solution is the same. Call us today at 1-866-323-5665. 1-866-323-5665.
Do you have aches and pains or suffer from indigestion or inflammation? Are you tired of feeling restless from insomnia? These symptoms are produced by negative toxins, but with the correct information, understanding, and care, you can cleanse them from your body. AloeMaster.com would like to help you begin the road to recovery with aloe vera. For over 4,000 years, aloe vera has been known for its therapeutic and healing properties and is widely recognized as the plant that helps alleviate minor burns. AloeMaster.com picks the best aloe leaves and produces the most potent aloe vera concentrated juices and freeze-dried capsules you can find. AloeMaster.com offers products with 10 times the potency of ordinary aloe products, enhancing the benefits of this ancient cleansing plant. Turn over a new leaf and visit us today at AloeMaster.com. That's AloeMaster.com or call us at 1-800-934-ALOE. That's 1-800-934-2563 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition. You can bring up anything. Just dial toll-free 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. And if you like this show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, join the AMP program. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. It'll cost you $3 a month. Now, you know, if you've been to our website, that we give the features away free. So this is above and beyond all that. Is if you want to help us get on more radio stations around the country, bring more internet listeners on board, and help spread the message of freedom as far and as wide as possible, you can help us out with $3 a month. And you get perks like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, chat room, forum, and more. All of the details are there at amp.freetalklive.com. That again, amp.freetalklive.com, which reminds me, Mark, I want to welcome our three newest affiliates. WGIR in Manchester, New Hampshire, WGIP in Exeter, New Hampshire, and WGIN in the Rochester and Seacoast regions of New Hampshire. So it's actually a Trimalcast. It's the WGIR radio network, basically.
Right.
And they are adding our – they've taken our Saturday show as of last week. So welcome aboard to all of those New Hampshireites that may be experiencing the show for the first time. And, of course, you're listening to a program that's originating in New Hampshire, but we're also on 40-something-plus radio stations across the country.
You can just about listen to Free Talk Live anywhere in New Hampshire when – at least on Saturday night.
Just about.
Just anywhere in New Hampshire where it's populated. Unfortunately, there's that that top two-thirds of the state where, well, one-third of the population lives, but, or something like that.
Well, the reason why we're on WGIR has a lot to do with the fact that we have an AMP program and that our listeners contribute money to this show to help us get on more stations. So thank you for those of you out there who are amplifiers. And if you want to become one, go to amp.freetalklive.com as we continue with your phone calls about what you want. We're going to try OJ again. OJ, who is a law enforcement officer in Nebraska. You are on Free Talk Live. Hey there.
Yeah, I could hear you guys. Apparently you couldn't hear me.
Sorry about that.
It might be my phone. Anyway, a couple of nights ago you were talking about child pornography.
Well, what they call child pornography, they were alleging that teenage girls and boys taking pictures of themselves nude was child pornography. I, for one, believe child pornography involves children, not people past the age of puberty, children who are forced into sexual positions on camera. But go ahead with your thoughts.
Yeah, I fully agree. And I think anybody that's going after what you described with teenagers sending text message photos to each other is misinterpreting the statutes, either that or they're poorly written, wherever that is, because that is not the intent of laws against child pornography. Over the years, I have investigated three cases of child pornography that come to mind, and I can tell you it's fairly atrocious.
How did you,
these three cases were really, really with children?
Yes.
How did you come across this? It seems to me that you're a patrol officer, just from judging by your calls. How did you get assigned to these cases?
Well, I've always been a little bit of a computer geek and kind of a small agency. We don't have specialized services. I did go to a class on, or several classes actually, on investigating computer crimes. And I have been called upon when we get such reports.
I see. Okay. So somebody suggested that somebody might be involved in these things, and you were the investigator. Got it.
Oh, yeah. The most recent one, it was a computer repair shop that called us because somebody had a problem with their computer and brought it in, and right there on the desktop was a folder that marked kiddie porn.
Uh-oh.
Dear God.
Anyway.
Just a tip for anybody sending your computer into a repair shop. Don't leave the kiddie porn folder on the desktop. In fact, you might want to encrypt
it. That's not a funny name for any other folder that has anything else in it either. I mean, like, there's some jokes that you don't make, and that's one.
So go ahead.
Well, and it actually was. You mentioned that there's a federal repository of child pornography.
So I hear.
The National Center for Missing and Exploited Children does maintain a database, and they actually do have the materials. They have a postal inspector working with them, and his job is to coordinate with other law enforcement agencies. They contact him, and you send the evidence or copy the evidence to them, and he checks to see if there's any identified victims from previous cases. In this last case, I did have several results return, and this guy had hundreds of pictures and movie files and whatnot. I think we came up, I believe it was seven identified victims. And what I found odd was that I don't think a single one of them was in the United States.
Okay, so then it's my understanding that the person you're dealing with was not the pornographer. He was not the individual who was forcing children into sexual positions on camera.
No, he was not.
I don't believe I personally do not believe him to be a criminal. He may be distasteful. He may be despicable.
Highly distasteful.
But I don't believe that he is a criminal. I don't believe he's done anything wrong.
I can't get on board with my partner here, OJ. What do you think?
Well, I see where he's coming from. The problem is the people that produce this stuff and market it, they're doing it so they can sell it, or at least distribute it. They're gaining something from it, or they wouldn't do it.
Of course.
So the people that are viewing these things, hold on.
Well, they're creating a demand for a product, and just like other prohibited products, drugs, guns, gambling, prostitution, and services, just like other prohibitions, inevitably there will be people to provide provide the product they're looking for. So it's the same situation. You can crack down as hard as you want on as many of the users as you want to, give them a rap sheet that'll last them their entire lives, putting them into the sex offender system when they haven't actually harmed another individual. You're not going to stop the demand for it because, you know, the fact is when they do these searches, when they do these big child porn busts, you always end up catching people from the trailer parks to the doctor's offices. I mean, they're all over the place, and they're never who you think they are. Well, and they're never, well, virtually never, the actual creators of the
porn. How about this? How about a step in the middle for just a second? Let's say for a second that we stop prosecuting people for looking at pictures of teenagers that are above the age of consent. That's crazy. And we'll stop prosecuting people that are looking at drawn pictures of child porn.
Because Simpsons porn?
That's the craziest thing, going after people, just drawings of kids having sex. It doesn't make any sense to me. And how about that for a middle step? I mean,
I can absolutely agree with that.
It's a good step, but the fact is, you know, and I know, Mark, that they don't stop. They continue going. So it's true. First, the first step was to stop people from taking, marketing these photos of nude children or whatever that are having sex, and then it went to just nude children, and so, kids that are in the bathtub, now that's child porn, and now it's drawings, and now it's not just drawings, now it's drawings of cartoon characters having sex. I mean, so they just keep going down the path, and before you know it, everybody's going to be in a jail cell.
It's gotten ridiculous the way it's going. One thing that you might not be considering, though, is when I'm talking about child pornography, I'm talking about actual child pornography, prepubescent children being subjected to sexual contact.
It's disgusting.
Sexual penetration.
It's disgusting.
And it being photographed or video recorded.
There's no doubt that it's absolutely despicable, but it wasn't this guy who was doing it to his kids, right? It was somebody else in Bavaria or something like that.
Yeah, but his computer specifically, and possibly his computer has records of where he got that from, and he may know exactly who he got it from. In most cases, they do, because it's usually traded. I'm not going to go into detail.
Let me make a suggestion to you, OJ, just as something to throw out there for you to think about here, because I know where you're coming from. I mean, these are despicable people. There's no doubt about it. But we had a pedophile on this show one time, not behind the mics, but he called the show, and I think we had like an hour-long conversation with the guy.
It was distasteful.
And he really gave us a look into the mindset of somebody that might be into something like this. And what he was telling us was, you could go out and you could bust every single one of the child pornographers out there, and these guys will get their jollies off of opening up a Sears catalog and looking at little kids in the underwear section. It doesn't even have to be real so-called porn for these people to get off. Are we going to start putting people in jail and putting them on the sex offender list if we catch them with a page torn out from the Sears catalog? I mean, how far do we go with it?
Oh, I think you stop at the point where you're actually ultimately going after the people that are victimizing the children. And your Sears catalog model there probably wasn't victimized.
But you are saying that you don't think that a possessor should be arrested?
No, you're saying
you should. You got to be. I think you have to be able to apply some pressure to them in order to go after the people that are actually doing the harm.
Thanks for the call, OJ. Appreciate the thoughts.
I agree.
800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. I think the people that are doing the harm are probably pretty well insulated, and you barely ever see any stories of them getting caught. Hour 3 coming up.
Would you like to get involved with pro liberty causes, but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Other pro-liberty organizations seem to gobble up contributions and make very little progress. AMP actually works. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Wondering about your retirement portfolio? Is your financial advisor experienced enough to combat rising interest rates, taxes, inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. With 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations, who needs sugar-coated excuses? Get the cold hard facts and a proven investment strategy. For a free introductory copy to the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178. 877-479-8178.
Everyone.